For Illinois Edition, I'm Rachel Otwell. Oftentimes, when bands from the 60s or 70s regroup, they're but a shadow of their former selves. Not so for the Zombies. The British band's breakout hit, She's Not There, came out in 1965. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she does. The group is on tour now, showcasing their acclaimed album Odyssey and Oracle, about 50 years after its debut. The Zombies play Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield on Tuesday, April 11th. Original lead singer Colin Blunstone and keyboardist Rod Argent are among members of the current lineup. I spoke with Chris White, bassist. He wrote several of the songs on Odyssey and Oracle, and he starts by telling me about the band's initial success.
It was fantastic, but we were amateur players. We were just, I was at art college, the others were at school still. And they were going to college, I was going into teaching, and basically we entered a competition at the last minute and won it. And because we won that competition, we had a recording contract. We were told we had to write our own song, so Rod wrote She's Not There. Then it went to number one in America, well, on Cashbox. So we came straight over to America to Murray the K's Brooklyn Fox in New York for Christmas. It was quite a change for us.
And at the time, were you aware of the fact that this might lead to your major success as a British invasion band, or did it seem as big as it ended up being?
I think it, in a way, because of the Beatles and their success in breaking into America, making English groups cool for a change instead of us copying American stuff, we sort of half expected, we were very naive. Don't forget, we were just teenagers. We thought it wouldn't last all our lives, obviously. Must be sometime get a proper job. But now this is 50 years later since we last split up, so this is quite fantastic. And when we're on stage, it feels like those years have melted away and we're still teenagers again. Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft.
So She's Not There peaked at number 12 in the UK on the top 40 charts, the one time the Zombies registered there. So did it feel as though other countries, like the United States, for example, were more enthusiastic about your music?
I think so. You have to bear in mind that it was the 60s, so we didn't get all the information from around the world. It's not like today's internet successful areas where you find out immediately where you've got hits. We only found out subsequently that we were big in Japan, Canada, Australia, on the continent. We didn't know it at the time.
So I noticed that some of the titles of your songs are also the titles of literary works. For instance, A Rose for Emily, a song on Odyssey and Oracle, is a short story by William Faulkner. And one of the songs you wrote on Odyssey and Oracle, Brief Candles, is also the name of a collection of short works by Aldous Huxley. So can you talk about, in particular, the inspiration for the song Brief Candles?
When you're writing songs, sometimes you get the blank page. You can't think what to do, and then a title will start another idea in your head. It was just the title of a book, which I hadn't actually read, but it was an idea, Brief Candles. I had this idea about three people in a bar by themselves having broken relationships. So the idea came to us when we were rehearsing it to have a different person in the group sing each voice as if it was a different person in the bar. So the song was just about memories of unsuccessful relationships. Understood so very well the things she had to say. Soon he'll understand that he is better off this way. Brief candles in his mind, bright and tiny gems of memory. Brief candles burn so fine, leaves a light inside where he can see what makes him all alive. As a member of the millennial generation, I fell in love with the Zombies probably first while watching Wes Anderson's movie The Life Aquatic. The song The Way I Feel Inside is used during a dramatic funeral scene.
But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I will dream that someday you'll be really close to me, I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can.
And I had been putting Time of the Season on every mix CD I was making for my friends before that.
Give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promise.
This Will Be Our Year was the first dance song at my wedding. So I'm just wondering, do you have a favorite way, perhaps, that the Zombies music has been used by or introduced to future generations?
Well, there's two things. Of course, The Way I Feel Inside, which was the Life Aquatic, is also used in the new animated Sing, the first song that comes up. And also, This Will Be Our Year, is I've played it at my own son's wedding. I've danced to it myself. And so many people have had This Will Be Our Year at their weddings. And it's just a song of hope, really. And I'm very pleased that's being used as a wedding song nowadays.
The warmth of your love's like the warmth from the sun. And this will be our year, took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand now, the darkness has gone. This will be.
After the Zombies had originally split, Rod Argent formed the band Argent, of course, in 1969. Colin Blundstone went on to develop an acclaimed solo career, and you worked on songwriting and production for both. So it seems like you all remained friends throughout the years, is that right?
Yes, I think people still like us now because we're alive and we still like each other, which is very rare for a 60s group.
And so what's it been like over all those years kind of weaving in and out of these different projects together?
We grew up together. It's like probably being in the army or something. You have a sort of loyalty. And basically, it's a bit like having lots of brothers. We just knew each other. And this success of Odyssey and Oracle 50 years after it was released, where nobody wanted it when it came out. That's why the group split up. It's been a great pleasure to revisit this album again. And this is 50 years later. That's a long, long time.
What about the album in particular do you think makes it so timeless and classic?
It's the first thing that Rod and I produced together. We did it ourselves, paid for it ourselves. We had not much money to do it. It was clean, straight from the heart, and we rehearsed it very well before we went into the studios. And it seems timeless now because it wasn't like anything else.
Chris White, bassist for the Zombies, it has been an absolute pleasure talking with you. I was hoping maybe you could take us out on a song from Odyssey and Oracle. I'll let you go ahead and pick and tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, the song that seems to be getting quite a bit of reaction is Butcher's Tale. Now, it's an unlikely single. My uncle died when he was 16 in the Battle of the Somme in the First World War. And having read that at the Battle of the Somme, 60,000 casualties happened before breakfast on the first day of the battle, it so horrified me that I had to write a song sort of based on Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. I called it Butcher's Tale. And we just had an organ, a pedal organ, and sound effects, and me singing it. And it seems to be affecting a lot of people, especially veterans, that have come up and spoken about the song because it reminded them of their experiences.
Come down and cover up the boy, and the flies come.